All right, this Thursday morning, the 5th of July, 10 minutes after 7 o'clock. You may have seen the images in the news of yesterday at the Statue of Liberty where a protester scaled the statue and unfurled a big banner saying that, basically get rid of ICE. And this is a growing cry, especially among Democrats, is to abolish ICE. And joining us right now, ABC News crime and terrorism analyst Brad Garrett on this highly emotional issue for the ICE agents themselves who enforce the immigration policies and the public as well. Brad, good morning.
Good morning. Yes, it is quite the diversity among opinions as to what ICE should be doing, not doing, even amongst its ranks. I mean, a number of ICE agents have even come forward and said that ICE needs to be either restructured or abolished.
Yeah, it's a tough situation, one that really can't be oversimplified. As the country and Congress weighs in on the different things, the real question is, how do we balance all the different concerns about immigrants coming into the U.S.?
I know, and it is so complex. And, historically, we've been dealing with this basically since the 16th and 1700s, when, immigrants obviously were a big chunk of the folks who sort of founded this country, that they came over from Europe. We've gone through histories of passing very restrictive laws, even as early as the end of the 1700s. Then we loosen it up. Then we get the fear factor comes back in, and they're taking jobs, and then we make the laws more tight or restricted. Of course, the problem is that, I'm not sure this country could even really function without people from other countries working here and helping us do certain things. So it is a real push-pull.
It really is. And obviously, the one thing I think that hasn't been discussed enough, Brad, is why all these people are coming to the United States. It's they're leaving very grim situations in Central America, many of them.
Well, that's right. No jobs, corruption, and safety issues. And so now, do you get mixed in with that, people who shouldn't be here or are just using that as an excuse? Sure, but you're always going to have that. So trying to separate the sort of security / terrorism issue that some people believe is tied to immigration, it's the whole side of just immigration itself.
Further,
how do you enforce that?
Yeah. Further complicating this is the fact that it's an election year, a midterm election year, and every member of Congress who's running is going to use this as a campaign issue, aren't they?
You know, they certainly are. And as you pointed out at the beginning of this conversation, it's so emotionally charged. And when people make statements that are sort of emotionally inflammatory and sometimes not accurate at all, it then hooks people. And they start thinking, well, then this must be an issue or a problem or whatever it might be. And so then you have to deal with the distortion of, well, that's not really true, but now the public have a tendency to believe that because people are saying that it's true.
Yeah, something's going to have to give at some point, isn't it?
Exactly. We'll see what happens. It'll go push-pull like it has historically.
Yeah, no doubt about that. We'll continue to follow it. Brad, we appreciate the update this morning. Thanks for joining us.